Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of LNB Passage to Empowerment. Our show tonight is going to be all about friends.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's for example.
Ladies.
Lydia.
I'm Nina.
And I'm Brenda.
Howdy.
And we're an example of friends.
Yeah, with nothing
noted.
To say. With nothing at all to say,
yeah.
So call in and we will talk with you. No, I'm teasing.
Listen, folks, when it comes to friendship, there's all manner of friendships. And if you looked at our little link, then you would see all kinds of friendships between different types of species and different ages and all of that. And we have, when we were growing up, most of us, some of us now, had special friends that no one else could see. And then there's friends that were, you know, some little kid down the street that wouldn't stop bothering you even though you were 25. You know, it's just, we have all kinds of friendships. And they're all valid because of how they make us feel. And there are friendships that sort of reduced to not very friendly natures. Somebody spoke about toxic friendships, I believe, last week. So, you know, let's just get in there and get dirty about all manner of friendships. If you had a good one, you had a bad one, if you're starting one, if one ended because your friend passed away and you're still sad about it and you want to talk about it or remember your friend, call in and give a dedication or a shout to your friend. We're here to talk about friendship, and we'll share what we know, and we'd love to hear what you know. Again, call in at 646-727-2914.
I don't know about you, friends.
Go ahead,
Lydia.
I don't know about you guys, but I don't think I could have ever made it this far in life without my friends, and I'm sure that even the next part of my life it will be very dependent on friends. Gotta have friends.
Well, you're right. We do have to have friends. We need them to talk with, cry with, laugh with, party with, you name it. We need our friends.
And forgiveness. Like, my two friends need to forgive me for forgetting to put the friendship song on. I just remembered. I got the graduate scramble of the brain, Siri.
Hey,
so.
I love that song. I was dancing.
I think that should just be our theme song anyways, my dear.
Oh, okay.
And why would we don't need to forgive you. You do what you have to do.
The boo
devil
strikes.
That's what friendship's all about.
That's right.
Yeah,
you're
and
friends,
you know what?
Good friends love you even when you get stinky feet, you know?
Yeah.
And stinky breath.
Hey,
and we have a caller on.
Yeah, we do.
Now, remember,
yes,
folks,
do.
If you want to speak, you know, when they unmute you, just say, I'd really rather, I want to speak, or I'd really rather just listen, just so that we're aware of what your wishes are, and then we can remute you. Okay?
Hello, caller.
Yep.
Do you want to speak?
Area code 503.
Yes,
you
want
to speak?
503.
So they're not wanting to speak because they didn't say anything. So we can
all right,
go ahead and
we'll
mute
you again.
So, yeah, there's no worries, folks, if you call in.
Right.
Yeah, we won't put you on the spot and make you talk.
But when
okay,
we know who you are, we'll talk about you in front of everyone else.
Yeah, we'll do that. Mel is in the chat room again tonight. Melody, thank you very much for coming in and supporting us like this. There's another one, another friend.
Yeah.
And you know what? I want to talk a little bit tonight, too, about, you know, how sometimes friends leave us, just go out of our lives. And some people, it's hard for them to let go of that, and they have a hard time with it. And I just want to talk about that for a minute. You know, sometimes they're there for a reason, maybe to teach us something. Maybe we needed them at the time. And maybe they just are too busy or involved in something else and they can't get a hold of us. But, you know, don't feel bad about it. They're still your friend. They're just not around.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I've had friends come and go, and sometimes it's distance. I've had a few friends move quite a distance away from me, and so we're still friends, and when we talk, it's like there's there's absolutely no distance, but we don't get to talk as much as we both would like. Let's just put it that way. And then there's friends that have gone out because they really need to. Our friendship, you know, was predicated by maybe involvement in an organization or with children growing up, and then the children grow up, and then the friendship kind of dies.
Or, you know, I don't know if dies is the right word. I firmly believe that if that you could start up that friendship again if need be.
Right. Well, it just goes back, but it's in the memory, and what you got from that friendship is always, you know, there, and it pulls you through. I've had many times when friendships were what pulled me through a hard time in my life, and you know, and always just pulling me
right
through.
Oh, for sure, Lydia.
Mhm.
Yeah, and they always seem to be there to hold our hands or whatever we need at the time. Our friends are always there. I have, as Lydia and Brenda know, my BFF lives here, and her name is Kathy. And her and I have gone through hell and high waters, as they say. And I don't know, without her, I don't know what I'd do. She grounds me, and I ground her when it's necessary. So, yeah, that's what real friendship, I think, is all about. And I have that with you ladies as well. Only it's a little bit different because it's kind of hard to hold my hand when I live so far away.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it psychically.
Yes.
Well, plus sometimes
oh, yeah.
Nina has cooties, so I, you know, don't always want to hold her hand. I don't
get
the old cootie thing going on at times.
You know, it's really nice to have a friend that will just be a little boo devil.
No.
You know, it's good to have a friend that will just kind of rib you a little bit and make you laugh. Yeah. In fact, I was thinking a lot about friendship today, and one of the things I thought of was laughter cements friendship, I think.
Yeah. Laughter, tears, whatever. Yeah, definitely. All the emotions, basically. Cemented.
Yep.
But if you can hear a noise in the background, I apologize right now. Boo, your protege is printing her project for school.
Dr. K.
So, yeah, nice. I. And she seems to think her school's more important than our radio show.
Hey,
well,
she's a doctor.
Later, yeah, we'll kick her butt later.
When does the doctorship actually actually come? I mean, you're still that professional. You're starting your professional walk. So
mm-hmm.
I think one of the theorists in cognitive psychology that I studied, his name was Sternberg. One of the things, and this is slightly off topic, but one of the things he was talking about was how beginning psychology students aren't always met with, open arms. And he says that people should be treated in the beginning of their journey as the professionals. That sets you up for having that professional and critical thinking, and you understand that everything you're doing, even from day one, is going to matter to your clients and their quality of life.
Darn
or
good
interact.
Idea.
So, I will call her
yeah,
Dr.
That's a
K
really
from
good
now
idea.
On. But,
we'll call you Dr. K from now on.
The friendship thing, one of the things
good.
That I'd like to throw out there is, I remember when I was younger, I used to think all the time, I want a friend that I can just be in the room with, doing my own thing without having to entertain them, without having to talk to them. I can just be, and it would be okay. And when I want to be
that's what I have with Kathy.
Little... Oh, okay. See, I think that's excellent.
Yeah.
I think it's excellent.
She comes here and gets in one of my recliners and falls asleep most of the time. Because she's so at peace in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know she does, Lydia. You've seen her.
Yes. And you know
and that's what she
does.
She walks in and... Yeah.
Everybody's at peace in your house. It's peaceful chaos sometimes. But
sometimes,
peace.
Yes.
Yeah, and the kids are there. Yeah, definitely. It's very, very nice. Yeah. And I did want to say that it's funny, all of us, if you didn't hear this on my show, all of us met on a website. And myself, I had been to the beginning of the website, and then I had computer problems and didn't have a computer, and then they had moved the website, so I came back to it. I was like, one day it was just like, oh, I wonder what those ladies are doing. And it was really amazing that that's how we met. We met and got to know each other without even seeing each other, without meeting in person.
Yeah, exactly. And we formed some really good friendships with a lot of people from that website.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, Mel, who's in the chat room, she with the Beatles stuck on her mind, she's a very good friend. And Mel and I, quite a few years ago, we ended up flying to Nina's house in Canada, which was spectacular. It was really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that was our
mountain
trip.
And Mel is a monster.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Oh, dear.
It's all right. Yeah. So that keys on to Lydia's show that she had on Saturday, Synchronicity, and also ties in with Lennis's show, the head boss, CEO of the Essence of Success Network, radio network, which is all women network, because her show on Sunday was about online dating. And although we aren't dating each other at the moment, I mean, there's no rings that have passed between us, but your relationship, it's a relationship, and it started online. So, online
mm-hmm.
relationships can work and different on all levels. And there is a synchronicity to when we meet and who we meet and how. I don't think any of us would have guessed we would have been on the radio together.
Never in a million years.
Yeah. I wasn't even sure if I'd like you guys.
Yeah. I know. She's a skeptical one. Nina and I are more, we're more open, definitely.
Skeptical?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I wouldn't say skeptical. But
okay,
I love a jagged eye that I look at people with. I used to be so
rose-colored.
Now,
Lydia has the right word for you.
Curmudgeon.
Oh, well, hey. The old Barry legacy. But I'm really not a curmudgeon. Well, maybe I am. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It actually, unfortunately, is something I like.
I adore
the aspect of my dad and my grandfather. So there might be a bit of a problem there. But anyway, I'm actually pretty upbeat and actually pretty positive. I really believe in empowerment and positive
things. You do have a teeny bit of curmudgeon in you.
What I have is tough love, and what I have to say to that is bring bandages.
Well,
come on, you
know, I think I'm going to...
Oh, I'm not responsible
for that. I'm
going
to give you guys a quote right now, okay? So we can get back on topic. Okay. Don't walk behind me. I may not lead. Don't walk in front of me. I may not follow. Just walk beside me and be my friend. That was by Albert Camus.
Huh. All right. Yeah, I've heard that one.
I have too.
Me too, but I thought it was appropriate for tonight.
Oh, okay.
Very appropriate. Yes, I love that. And really and truly, that's, you know, kind of how we are approaching this program, especially as friends, talking about friends is kind of a together thing. You know, we are, you know, there's not one of us that is leading, although Nina is technically the host tonight. But, you know, we're all in it together and have our own viewpoints and thoughts on the subject of friends and friendships. But, you know, I see that friendships, you know, some of them, like we've already said, you know, kind of grow along with the times. And then some of them might, you know, the gifts that we both have for each other, you kind of flow out one door, and who knows if that door is closed or it's going to open. But then there's some friendships that we may start that, you know, might not be the healthiest for us. I don't know if you've ever... Yeah. And in fact, I had a friendship that I had, and I started it out of a little bit of feeling sorry for the person. And I don't think that's a good way to start a friendship. And I wanted to, my role in her life seemed to be always to pick her up. But sometimes when I needed her, it was still all about her. And that was really, really hard. And to end that friendship was extremely hard for me. But I did have to do it because it wasn't the healthiest.
Yeah, and we do have to do that. I think friendships that are not helping us be a better person are probably not a really good idea. And, you know, you need to, not hurtfully, but, you know, back out of that as gracefully as you can. And, you know, hopefully there's no scars or anything else after that. But you need to first think of yourself, be a good friend yourself, and then hopefully that friendship is reciprocated 100%. Otherwise, it's not really a friendship.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. That's what I came to. You know, it was like an aha moment I had at one point and realized what was going on and just felt like there was just too much toxicity there. And I had to let go of it. And, you know, I tried to do it with as much love as I could, but it was very hard. It was hard on the person and consequently it was hard on me too. But it was the best thing for, I think, both of us. actually.
Well, I'm sure it was.
I think sometimes we make the mistake in thinking that friendship is just going to flow and just be perfect and, you know, wonderful and spice and cotton candy all the time. But the reality is, just like any other relationship, it takes work. And you need to work at your friendships, because what you put into it is often what you get out of it. And sometimes, even though, as Lydia was pointing out about her friend, and I have had several of those, the love doesn't have to go away. If you really love someone, I don't believe that it ever goes away. You may not like them at the moment, or you might be angry, or you might be bothered, but the love should never go away. I still have friends. Well, I look at them as people from my past, but I love them. They're not really in my life anymore. They were pretty integrated into my life, in my family, and things like that, but there are issues that just kept arising that were, they laid me low as far as how it made me feel. And the toxicity of anyone making you feel bad all the time about yourself, it's just not a good place to hang out, because it eventually can affect your physique and your health.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I used to say when I used to drive bus all the time was, I'd say, hey, show the love, don't package it up. And all my bus driver pals used to laugh at me, and because I would always say, show the love. And they yelled it at me, but, you know, most of the time they were laughing, so their day was better. But the core is still the same. You know, the love is there. But removing yourself from a toxic situation, or, you know, taking the time to explain what your needs are in a friendship or a relationship, that
right.
helps to set the course for your relationship. Because people really don't know what you need, just based
yep.
on the way you look or the way you talk. And if you're not sharing, that, then you're disadvantaging them as well.
Oh, for sure. I agree wholeheartedly.
Or they are not in their life that they can't reciprocate.
True.
Well,
I think we should plug the phone number
but
one
first
more time.
They need to know.
The phone number? Yes.
Plug the phone number. Okay,
yes.
Area code 646-727-2914. Call in and please give us your views on friendship.
Yeah, we'd love to hear them.
We sure would. I wonder if that caller that's on hold would like to talk now. Brenda, do you want to see?
Do I want to leave?
Because if I do it, then the chat room goes down.
Oh, I'm supposed to unmute somebody?
Yeah, the 503.
Oh, okay. Hello, caller. Would you like to share some information about friendship?
503?
Apparently not. But I will share something I did get on my text, and I'm going to re-mute you, person. I got a text from someone who said, a true friend will not say anything when you fart in the same room or car, rolling on the floor out loud, waiting. Okay, so and they're waiting for a call from work. So that's the only reason.
You think that was Ronnie?
Oh, absolutely.
Sounds like him. He definitely.
Yeah. The personality leads for that one there. Yeah, but yeah, he's actually my cousin, and he's been a good friend of mine since we grew up. Because I think when we were little kids, I thought he was just weird, like everybody else in the world outside of me. sure it had something to do with my personal perspective, but I won't attest to that in court, but anyway, yeah. It's the same thing. A friend is there with however you are, whoever you are. If somebody just cannot accept you in your raw state, I mean, they don't have to be around it. They could say, okay, you're having an issue. Today is not my day to deal with it. I'll talk to you later, okay? But if they just start berating you for being there or just being yourself, you got to wonder what kind of friendship that is. So, and Lydia's right. Some people just, they may not be capable, but they may not have been trained either.
That's true. So communication,
yeah.
Again, communication is a really important thing. In fact, I have a very good friend, and she, one time I was angry with her, and she wouldn't let me be, and she came over, and we verbally duked it out, and I felt like we were much better friends after that. You know,
for sure. I think you need to always be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Irregardless, you know, even if you're angry at the person at the time, that's okay to be angry. It's an emotion, you're feeling it, why not? And to tell that your friend that you're angry with them is perfectly all right. We do it with our spouses or our partners,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, so why not with a friend? Because let's face it, our spouses are friends first.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We hope so. We hope so. Definitely. Yeah.
Most of us can attest that if we felt uncomfortable in our lives when we didn't say something, when we really wanted to speak our minds about something, to actually, somebody did something or said something, you're not really sure what that meant, and you feel uncomfortable, and it usually leads to some serious emotion. But if you don't know or you don't understand, instead of making an assumption, ask. You know, what's going on here? Am I misunderstanding something? This is really uncomfortable. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
No, and to keep that in could eventually make you sick. I find that a lot when I'm doing my Reiki, that people are holding back on their emotions. They may feel anger or resentment or something towards somebody, something, and you keep that in, it eventually will make you sick. So I've learned to, whatever I am feeling at the time, you know about it. Like if I'm mad, you're going to know I'm mad. If I'm happy, you're
right.
going to know I'm happy. I'm just more open now than I ever was before, because it keeping things inside of you does make you sick.
Oh, yeah. I've got a fun story about that. It's not about necessarily a friend, but my dad came to visit, and he said something right away that really ticked me off, and I kept it inside, and the next day I lost my voice.
Oh.
Completely lost
mm-hmm.
my voice. The whole time he was here, I was kind of whispering and being quiet, and you know what? He came over the last night. They were here, him and his wife, that they came over for dinner, and literally he left my house and I got my voice back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're really tied in physically to the things that you sort of don't deal with.
Everybody is to a certain extent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But Lydia, I mean, of all the people I've met in life, it just like erupts immediately, which is, I think, a really positive thing on one hand, because your body is communicating with you just as easily as you and I are, as we are all communicating right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, it takes years for them to realize that they're constipated, you know, and then they have some kind of intestinal disorder or cancerous growth or something. So I think it's brilliant that your body feels comfortable enough to let you know. I don't think so, Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah, it is. It definitely is. And I always, you know, it takes me a while to figure it out, but I usually do. It's like, That one was very, very obvious.
It does take a while sometimes to figure out why. With me, it's my stomach. As soon as I start holding things back, my stomach starts bothering me, and it will bother me bad because when I was younger, I had an ulcer. And yeah, that's what it feels like if I hold things inside rather than speaking what's on my mind. So I've learned not to do that. You've got to talk. You just have to.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you guys, but you guys get your – I get together with women, and it's a talk fest. My husband calls it a gab fest, you know. It's just like you get together with a girlfriend or any friend, and it's just like, oh, my God, you know, let's just see what's going on with each other. Yeah, there's times – if you're getting together a lot, there's times when you don't. But when I just got together with a couple women friends last Saturday – night, and oh my God, there was no loss for words, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I when I talk to my cousin, when I talk to my brothers, I have great conversations with them. I mean, actually used to do much better with males than I did with women. But I think it had something to do with having a sister who's just about a year older than you, and it's just you're almost too close, and we looked a lot alike according to other people. So they constantly tried to dress – well, they did. They dressed us in the same clothes, and they, you know, had some kind of twin complex going on back in the 60s. And it just didn't – and she and I, my sister and I, have night and day personalities. So I just – didn't learn from that experience to really appreciate hanging out and talking to women as much as I did talking to guys. And some of my best conversations have been with the guys in my family and a couple of the women. It's just, I mean, you know, guys have a lot of great things to say, and they will get in there and tell you a lot when they don't feel threatened or of rejection or whatever. If they just, yeah. Sometimes, yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Here's something interesting. One of our people in the chat room said, Doc Vaz. He said, consider viewing everyone as energy rather than as people. And recognize that by dealing with energy instead of personality, we learn to master ourselves and lives and life. I agree with that.
Yeah, I like it. I like that.
Yeah, me too. Come on back. Tell us some more. Maybe they want to co-host.
Maybe they want to come in and talk to us. That would be great.
Yeah, it would be
Lydia,
awesome.
You have a quote? Do you have a quote you want to share with us?
I have a very long quote by Bob Marley, and I do love him very much. I'll read what I think is appropriate, but it says, only once in your life, I truly believe, you find someone who can completely turn your world around. You tell them things that you've never shared with another soul, and they absorb everything you say and actually want to hear more. You share hopes for the future, dreams that will never come true, goals that were never achieved, and many disappointments in life that life has thrown you. When something wonderful happens, you can't wait to tell them about it, knowing they will share in your excitement. They're not embarrassed to cry with you when you are hurting or laugh with you when you make a fool of yourself. Never do they hurt your feelings or make you feel like you are not good enough, but rather they build you up and show you the things about yourself that make you special and even beautiful. There is never any pressure, jealousy, or competition, but only a quiet calmness when they are around. You can be yourself, very important, that's me saying that, and not worry about what they think of you because they love you for who you are. the things that seem insignificant to most people, such as a note, song, or walk, become invaluable treasures kept safe in your heart to cherish forever. Memories of your childhood come back and are so clear and vivid, it's like being young again. Colors seem brighter and more brilliant. Laughter seems part of daily life, where before it was infrequent or didn't exist at all. A phone call or two, or a text, that's me, during the day helps to get you through a long day's work and always brings a smile to your face. In their presence, there's no need for continuous conversation, but you find you're quite content in just having them nearby. Things that never interested you before become fascinating because you know they are important to this person who is so special to you. You think of this person on every occasion and in everything you do. Simple things bring them to mind, like a pale blue sky, gentle wind, or even a storm cloud on the horizon. You open your heart knowing that there's a chance it may be broken one day, and in opening your heart, you experience a love and joy that you never dreamed possible. Thanks, Bob.
That was beautiful, Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely beautiful. It's brought me to tears.
Yeah, but no, it's just,
it's
like all my friends, I still want to, I want to call them. And one thing I think that's kind of good about Facebook is that, you know, if something exciting happens, you can reach quite a few friends and let them know. And I really like that. I call mm-hmm. people a lot, and I have friends that are not on Facebook, but it's a fun thing to do.
Okay, what is the craziest thing that a friend has offered to do for you that made you love them even more? I'm going to go put a shout out to one of my friends. One of my friends, because she knows that my best pal, my sweetie, sort of, you know, that he's quite a bit older than I am. And so when we were looking specifically at having children, she literally told me she was going to stave off having a hysterectomy because she said, well, I'd be willing to do that for you, to act as a surrogate for you too. And I just was away that she would just, I mean, and she was fully serious, totally serious, no question about it. It wasn't just an idle thought, it was one she'd thought about. And at one point when it just looked like that wasn't going to work for me, for my sweetie and me, she even suggested that maybe we could, you know, do the artificial insemination by using her son's supply, which I couldn't, because, like, he's like my nephew. That would just creep me out. But she just didn't even, all she thought about was, you should have a kid, and let's just get this figured out. It was so out there, but it was so heartfelt and loving. I'll never forget it that she offered that. And I love you, girl. Marlene, you're a doll.
Aww. Okay. Definitely.
Yeah.
She is a doll.
Well, yeah. One thing Kathy did way back when, and then we're talking way back when, probably over 20 years ago, Tamara, our daughter, had run away. So Kathy got a babysitter for her little ones, and hers were quite a bit younger than mine, to come and help me find her. And we looked and we looked and we looked, and we finally did find her, and I thought Kathy was going to pull her out by her hair. But, yeah, no, Kathy has been with me through everything, thick and thin.
Aww.
But that's the kind of support I get from my wonderful friend.
Definitely. definitely. Yeah, I have so many stories that I'm kind of at a loss for thinking of just one. But I do have a friend. I have a question. What is your longest friendship? And I have a friend that I love very much in Chicago, and we go back for when we were 6 years old. And she's a nut, just like me, and I just love her so much. And she lives outside of Chicago now, and when my mom passed, it was just so sweet that she came to the memorial and talked, even though she's very shy. She remembered some things about my mom and shared them, and that meant the world to me. That was, yeah. Helene, her maiden name was O'Connor, and we go back a long ways. Yes. She is my oldest friend.
Well, I think my oldest friend is my cousin Paulette. She was born on the same day as me, only 2 years later. And her and I have talked and talked and talked, and we may not see each other for a long time because I, well, of course, lived all over this province here because my husband's in the oil patch. So, you know, it would be sometimes years before I'd see her again. But we can sit down and just pick up where we left off. It's mm-hmm. truly amazing. I've got actually several cousins like that, and it's absolutely wonderful. Like, we go back in my family. I know my fifth and sixth cousins, for crying out loud, and we have a big family because we're French.
Okay.
La la. Ooh la la.
Like French Catholic?
Yes. And I'm not going to say any more about that.
Okay.
Well, the only thing probably that's got the French Catholics beat is the Irish Catholics.
True. And happy St. Yes. Patty's Day to everyone listening today.
Yes, I had me some corned beef and cabbage. I did. Quite good.
Oh, you're a sweetie.
Yep. We have it once a year, whether I want to or not.
I got some food stains on my clothes somewhere that probably look green.
Well, that's good. Go. I have the green eyes.
I have green eyes and green underwear, but I didn't see anyone today except my husband. So nobody pinched me.
Oh, my gosh.
And if they had tried to pinch me, I would have pulled down my pants to show them my underwear.
And you know what? I could see you doing it, too.
And I'm glad I didn't see it. But
oh, come on, Brenda. You know you want to see my underwear. That's for sure.
Only green I think I could use right now is some green balls bourbon. That's it.
Oh, no, not this again.
Yeah, it's that again.
Oh, man.
I have my ways.
Yeah, you do. I don't like bourbon
drink.
You like those green balls and the bourbon.
I also like grapefruit and bourbon, so that too.
Ooh, that's interesting.
You see, folks, you see how they talk to me like I'm the Martian. And I know that there's some big gray eyes behind the little meat suits they're wearing, okay? So don't you believe it.
Yeah, but that's another thing. Friends can kid each other.
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we've got April
Fool's. That means she's going to get back at us.
Oh, darn it. April Fool's falls on a Tuesday. Darn it. I might have to start it early.
You can join me on BYO Brilliance. It's going to be all about you, April Fools. You, Lydia.
Who are you calling a fool?
You.
Oh, man.
Bro.
I'm only a fool for you, baby.
Fool for your love. Yeah, gosh, I didn't even think about that. What if your name is April? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would everyone call you fool on the first? Hey, fool. That would be like a
especially if your birthday was.
That would be like a loving term. Hey, friends. Listen, here's another little aspect of friendship: nicknames. Mm-hmm. I think I have several nicknames for Mel.
And she put one on the chat a few minutes ago. Lurch.
Melurch. Because she has that lurchy sort of sound. And then also malicious. Let's see, there's a few ones. Itchby. There's a whole bunch of them. I have a lot of nicknames for most people that I get that get under my skin. And if you don't have a nickname yet, there's probably one coming. So that's another thing with friends. You know, it's never just a simple, hi, Brenda, blah, blah, blah. There's always nicknames. I used to call Lydia, and I still do occasionally, Lavender Fields.
Yes, you do. You haven't in a while, but yes, you did.
You ladies, do you want to unblock some calls here? Because if I do, the chat goes down.
Okay, if you guys really want to talk to us because we've been begging for it, okay, I'll go ahead and unmute you, and you can say what you want to say. If you don't want to say anything, stay quiet, okay? Hold on. And this is caller 253-929-6443. Would you like to speak?
This is Chabonet. Yes, I would.
Oh.
Hi, Chabonet.
Hi. Okay, and we're going to bring on 253-941. You want to speak to?
This is Linus. Hi, everybody. Hi, Nina. Hi, Lydia. Hi, Brenda.
Well, Chabonet gets to speak first.
I'm sorry. I just chimed in, and I didn't know where you guys have left off, so I didn't want to interrupt the show. I know it's about friendships, but what were you just talking about when I came on?
I was talking about nicknames, Shabby Slobby, Inchworm.
I got Granny. Let's see, Granny from my parents, and then I have Sassy from my friends because I have a smart-ass mouth. I actually even have
a tattoo
on me.
Somewhere in there.
I have a tattoo of Sassy on my left breast.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah,
Granny,
we all
she
have
got
nicknames.
From me because she's an old soul.
Mm. Yes.
And
then because it's
well,
me, it's
I know
eight of
that
me and
old
my friends.
Soul had some weird looking eyes when she was born, and they were all flying every which way. They gave me the creeps.
Can I press on the radio station?
Sure. Go ahead.
I still love my cousin. She may talk about me, but she loves me.
I do my best.
Yes.
Yes, but friendship. I would have to say just real quick on friendship, I've learned a lot. And I've learned a lot about the word friendship because my mother always would tell me, I'd say, oh, he's my friend. Oh, she's my friend. And she's like, honey, everybody is not your friend. You need to realize that. No. They're my friends. And so she gave me a sentence that has stayed with me in the 37 years of my life. And she told me, a real friend will take a bullet for you. She said, that's a real friend. And it's always stayed with me, you know, and doesn't actually have to mean a bullet per se. But they're with you through the thick and thin. And I have 8 friends that I have grown up with. And they're my family. We've been friends for over 20 years, and 2 of them are my best friends. And all 8 of these ladies, through thick and thin, have had my back. I've had their back from family issues, financial issues, employment issues, relationship issues, whatever it may be. We have gone through it with each other. I mean, we're so close that one of them, I could call one of them, and just by the way they said hello, I immediately know something's wrong. If it's a hello, what's wrong, girl? Oh, my God. And right then and there, I mean, that's just how close we are. Or want to call me and say, gosh, you were on my mind. Are you okay? I'm like, oh, you must have been feeling what I'm going through. Girl, let me tell you what's up. I mean, that's just how it is. It could go 2 months and we may not talk. And as soon as we pick up that phone, it's like no time has passed at all. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I mean,
exactly.
To sit here and say, I'm sorry?
I said exactly. That's what true friendship is.
And it really is, and I understand what my mom has told me because there have been people I've had to walk away from. And it's not that, oh, I'm better than him or you're no good. No, it's not that at all. It's our time had had come to an end. You know, we were together for that poem, was it Reason, Season, and Lifetime. You know, we were brought together by God for whatever reason to learn from each other, to grow from each other, to experience from each other, and just to help us be better people as time goes on. And I am grateful for the experiences I have shared with these people, but our time did come to an end, and I wish them well. I still keep them in my prayers. I am still grateful for the time that I had with them, but just our lives went in two different directions. And that happens. That's just life sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice, everyone, she still supported the fact that the love is still there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Proud
of you. Know, when I was younger and I was hurt by certain people, not saying I didn't do my own pain as well, you know, I didn't understand at that point, at that time, because I was so angry and so hurt. But now as I grow and still learn, still experience, still mature, I look back and I take again what my mother has told me, to leave the negative out and look at the positive within that negative. And it was there. You know, hey, Simba. Mm-hmm. It was there. And that's why I am grateful for the times, the good and the bad times I've had with people that have come into my life. And hopefully I have made a difference in the lives that I have interacted with, and just keep going.
I'm sure you have.
I've stopped there. Yeah.
And Chabonet, I wanted to say that Simba wanted to remind us something I wanted to talk about was sometimes friends are not just humans. Sometimes
yep.
they are furry or feathered or whatever, but our animals, oh, my God, what would we be where would we be without our little guides, our little friends that are in the little, you know, that entrust their lives to us, but give us
yeah.
so much joy.
I could go out to dinner twice a month.
Is that? Thank you for that, Lennis.
But, you know, when I am sick, my male dog, he will lie on the bed with me all day long. He has to go out. I have to say, come on, Loki, I know you need to go out. You know, and I'll hobble to the door or whatever, and he goes out. But literally, that dog is right by my side. And, you know, I used to think it was when I was fixing dinner and there was meat involved. But when I'm sick and I'm in bed, there's no meat involved, unless he thinks I'm really sick. And maybe there'll be some meat when I – no, he's my baby. Loki is my baby and Precious, too. But, yeah, we did want to talk about how important our friendships with our animals are.
Oh, and they are. I mean, even Simba, my mom's cat, he knows if she's not feeling good, he just curls up to her and just lays with her. You know, I believe animals can sense that. It's the love. It's the connection right there.
Yeah.
You know, they might drive you crazy, but they can – you know, they feel your emotions. They feel that. And if there's any way they can comfort that worry or stress or whatever you're going through, that's what they want to do. You know, they just want to curl right up to you and be there with you.
It's true. And if it wasn't for my fur balls, I wouldn't get the exercise I get with them, because I walk every day. So it's sometimes when it's really nasty weather out, you know, I'll say, well, I love you dearly. That's why we're out here, but it's going to be a short one. Yeah. But they get me out and exercising, and I'm grateful. One time we were without a dog, and it was the only time in like 20-something years that my husband and I didn't have a dog, and I wanted one big time. And my husband was like, I'm not ready. And I was like, heck, but you're not home that much. You know, I miss him, and I need an exercise partner. So
yeah.
I won out, and we got my dog.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And I know Brenda has a couple fur balls, and so does Nina, too.
Yes,
Nina,
I do.
Mine
are four.
Mine are not friends of mine.
Yeah. You better leave Pepper and Ty alone. Don't let me have to go to Caps in this chat room on you.
Whatever. You know,
Pepper,
I noticed that last night, the little critter that has decided to come in for a few days or whatever. So I heard the noise in the kitchen, and it jolted me just as I was trying to go to sleep. So I look up. Tyler is halfway up the stairs. Pepper is towards the bottom of the stairs. Nobody's near me giving me comfort. Whatever. Yeah, now there's a fair-weathered friend right there, fair, furry, whatever. Yeah, they are not my friends.
They are your children.
Thank you.
That's right. I'm trying not to claim that, but they live here. They're my roommates.
You quit talking about my niece and nephew like that.
Paid for nothing, and they don't do any housework, but they contribute a lot to the work, I tell you that much. I love them despite their ickiness. Yeah.
No.
They're fine. They are
fine. They are. That's how I don't know about him. If you question mark. Pepper. I love Pepper. Nah, I'm just kidding. I love both of them. They're my cousins.
Yeah.
They're furry cousins.
Yeah,
and it's about time for cousins to do some visiting with their cousins and their auntie, cat notwithstanding.
Well, as long as Pepper doesn't dislocate my shoulder as I try to walk her outside, we're good.
She was dragging you down the street, shopping.
Yeah. So, what's she
okay,
doing?
She's dragging me with her beautiful self.
She's strong.
She is.
Yay.
Back
yeah.
to the
one
show,
and only
Fran,
time I met Pepper,
good.
She
yeah.
was very gentle with me.
Oh,
Brenda?
Excuse me?
I said that one time that I got to meet you and Pepper, she was very gentle with me, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. She stopped on the
yeah.
stairs to talk to Nina. Tyler,
oh.
the child, he ran straight down the stairs. Bam! Gone. And I think
no,
she Pig said he saw him run over to the field.
Oh.
Yeah, no, she gave me some love before she left, and she didn't even know me yet.
Oh.
Yeah,
she
and you know,
and
Pepper
gave me some
love. Everybody.
I know, but see, that's just Pepper. She's just sweetie. She's a
yeah.
friend
no,
to have.
She's not sweet like that. She barked at me coming home from New Jersey. They're like,
because her mama was
door.
Gone. Did you leave her a note? Did you tell her that you were going to be going to New Jersey? Nope.
I called them from New Jersey.
She had to figure that out on her
Don't
own.
Don't even start. Anyway, Chip. Yeah, let's get beyond the weird ones here.
Yeah,
friendship
you know,
is about love, folks. You know, if you ain't got a man, you ain't got a woman, you ain't got a whatever it is you want to have, just find the love where you can find it. You know, maybe you got a pet rock. I don't know. But like Wilson in, what was that show with Tom Hanks, the movie? Come on.
Oh,
with the
basketball?
Castaway.
With the basketball.
Castaway.
Castaway.
And a friendship can even be developed with an inanimate object because if you engage your feelings and you can build them up, and I know some of you may not agree with me, but psychologically you can do that and as a survival tactic. Wilson was very much real to that man. And it's hard to understand that when you've never been in that position. But it's all about the love and connecting with someone or something. So friendship is very good in whatever form you can get it, provided it is edifying and what is that word? It's uplifting your spirit, and helping you.
Well, Chauvinet, what is it that you say as a signature? Have no one equal what?
Have no friends not equal to yourself.
There you go.
Oh, Uncle Buddy used to talk like that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
He said there was no point in hanging around anyone you couldn't learn from or didn't raise your level of being in some manner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's our show, Passage to Empowerment. And
right.
I learned, you guys, my friends, empower me. you know, you empowered me to have my own radio show, and also empowered me to feel good about it. You guys are very empowering. You know, you're my cheerleaders. I love you all.
Hey.
Oh, and well, of course, we love you too, just as well. It works both ways.
Mhm. Yes, it
sure does.
Yes, ma'am.
We are.
Yeah,
cooking.
But do you love my stinky feet? Do you like the corns? The calluses?
I love you, even though your feet ain't pretty, girl.
As we segue into that one, huh?
God,
good one, ladies.
You know, we're just near the end of the show, and we have a meditation to do, and we also have little plugs for our shows. So, Brenda, since your show is tomorrow, why don't you kick it off and tell about your show, and then we'll go into the meditation, and just then that'll be the end of the show. But go ahead, Brenda. Your show tomorrow?
Tomorrow's show on BYO Brilliant.
Shh.
At 11 o'clock in the morning is Pacific Daylight Time is the brilliance of letting go, release, and renewal. So as I told Lydia and my brother David, is just imagine carrying every article of clothing you've ever had since birth. You know, it doesn't seem that big, doesn't seem that, you know, it's just the diaper, it's a little. But if you carry everything you've ever worn, it could get, well, I don't believe you could hold it up. And that's the kind of clog up you get when you don't let go of stuff that just doesn't matter to who you are, is not serving you at this time in your life. So
yeah.
Join me tomorrow, 11 o'clock or 12 if you're in Mountain Standard Time over there in Canada, Eastern, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And let's talk about ways for you to let go. There's even some questions. You could follow the link and look at those questions on, well, no, that was a different show. Never mind.
And Wednesday, Lennis?
Yes.
Wednesday,
oh, Lennis, do you want
to? Wednesday is free psychic readings. You're allowed one question. It begins at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Brenda's my co-host with me, and we always do something maybe a little bit special prior to the show. But anyway, we are open to everyone, and we try and give you the best answers we can to your questions and help you to resolve some problems. And on Thursday,
we have Filmcology. That's Film Plus Psychology. We explore the characters and the plot of the film, the psychological stuff. We are on a series of the Alien anthology, and this show on Thursday is Alien 3. Lydia watched that, so this is the more bleak and, if you can imagine, darker of the series. It's the darkest one.
And Friday, Lena.
Friday Traffic Jam, or Traffic Jam Fridays, comes on at 3 o'clock for 30 minutes, and 30 minutes of music to get you in a good frame of mind, and when you get home, you have love in your heart and enjoy. And every Friday this month, I've kind of been doing a collage of different type of music, so you'll have to tune in to find out. And Saturday
is Time to Love with me, Lydia, and this week I'm going to be talking about spiritual spring, a time of new growth. Thursday is the first day of spring. Are you excited? I know I am. I love growing. I love learning, and that's what spring symbolizes for me. We'll talk all about that on Saturday.
And it's my son's birthday on Thursday.
Oh, no.
Nice. Happy birthday to your son.
Yeah.
His name is Sean.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Sean.
Happy birthday, Sean.
And then we've got, and then Sunday, Lennis.
is in the studio, and our hot topic this week is going to be books. So we're inviting everyone to call in, whether young or old, doesn't matter your age, color, culture. Call in and tell us what book that you enjoyed, or maybe something you're just reading now, or something from the past. But we're going to have a good time discussing books, because not only is reading fundamental, but you don't have to do Kindle. You can still buy hard copies and paperbacks for your enjoyment. So we'll see you Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, on In the Studio with Linus.
Thank you very much, everyone. And our anybody else got anything else to say?
Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thanks for coming on
our topic next week. Topic next week will be spring cleaning, not just your house and your yard.
Ooh.
And your spirit.
Ooh.
Good topic.
Oh, it's about the house and the yard?
No,
it's not just your not just your house and yard. Come on, Brenda, you knew this.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did.
And that's my answer.
Okay, Brenda, I say let's bring us home with a meditation.
And before we start our meditation, I'm just going to let everyone know I will be doing some Reiki at the same time as the meditation. So sit back, close your eyes, and enjoy.
All right, everybody, lower, dim your light, turn them off, get really comfy cozy in your chair. You could lay out, you could put this on and, right next to your nightstand or whatever, and tell your sweetie to back off until after, it'll be about 4 or 5 minutes, and then you can do something else. But for now, let's just listen to a smooth way to instill good things in your brain and carry it out with you for the whole week until next week. And we'll have another meditation for you then as well. That's it. 1 second here, folks.
Now that you are relaxed, my voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest good and joy. As you sleep each night, you see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace. Accept and see yourself healthy and healed, reflecting your chosen physical form. Accept and see yourself in your chosen financial position. See yourself accepting the goals you choose to manifest in your life. Your goals, dreams and aspirations are completely in your control. Every day you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love. You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that, that I am. I am that.
Namaste.